Part 1. Formation. 1. The Vietnam War Story. Forever trapped in the rice paddies of Vietnam. Louis Beam, 1989. Louis Beam spent 18 months in Vietnam. He served an extended tour as a gunner on a UH-1 Huey helicopter in the U.S. Army's 25th Aviation Battalion. He logged more than 1,000 hours shooting at the enemy and transporting his fellow soldiers, including the injured and fallen, to and from the front. By his own account, he killed between 12 and 51 communists before returning home to Texas, decorated, in 1968. But he never stopped fighting. Beam would use his Vietnam War story to militarize a resurgent Ku Klux Klan and to wage a white power revolution. He brought many things home with him: his uniforms, virulent anti-communism, and hatred of the Viet Cong. He brought home the memory of death and mutilation, sealed in heavy-duty body bags. He brought home racism, military training, weapons proficiency, and a readiness to continue fighting. His was a story about government betrayal, soldiers left behind, and a nation that spat upon his service and would never appreciate his sacrifice. Indeed, he brought home the war as he fought it and dedicated his life to urging others to bring it on home. On both the right and left of the political spectrum, the war worked to radicalize and arm paramilitary groups in the post-Vietnam War period. On the left, veterans played instrumental roles in groups organized around politics and labor, and in militant groups that fought racial inequality, such as the Black Panther Party. Occasionally, these left and right-wing mobilizations would overlap and feed off one another, with white power activists robbing the same Brinks Armored Car Company hit by the left-wing Weather Underground a few years earlier, and with the paramilitary Latino Brown Berets and the Klan Border Watch focused on the same stretch of terrain in South Texas. Throughout the 20th century, many veterans of color understood their post-war activism as an extension of their wartime combat. Veterans played key roles in fostering the civil rights and armed self-defense movements. The influence of key veterans upon the white power movement, therefore, is part of a longer story about veterans' claims on society and about the expansive aftermath of modern war. Just as some veterans fought for racial equality, others fought to oppose it. Indeed, Ku Klux Klan membership surges have aligned more neatly with the aftermath of war than with poverty, anti-immigration sentiment, or populism, to name a few common explanations. After the Civil War, the Confederate veterans who formed the first Klan terrorized both black communities and the Reconstruction-era state. World War I veterans led second-era Klan efforts to violently ensure all American racial, religious, and nationalist power. Third-era Klansmen who had served in World War II and Korea played key roles in the violent opposition to civil rights, including providing explosives expertise and other skills they had learned in the military. After each war, veterans not only joined the Klan, but also played instrumental roles in leadership, providing military training to other Klansmen, and carrying out acts of violence. The effect of war was not simply about the number or percentage of veterans involved, but about the particular expertise, training, and culture they brought to paramilitary groups. Significantly, in each surge of activity, veterans worked hand in hand with Klan members who had not served. Without the participation of civilians, these aftershocks of war would not have found purchase at home. The overspills of state violence from wars, therefore, spread through the whole of American society. They did not affect veterans alone. So, too, did the Vietnam War broadly affect American culture and politics. Narratives of the war as a government betrayal and as a source of grievance laid the groundwork for white power activism. Once again, the war story drew in both veterans and civilians. But the Vietnam War was also historically distinct. It represented loss, frustration, and doubt. By intervening to support South Vietnam, the United States sought to halt the spread of communism and to stop the Soviet Union